bit of a mixed bag across the country. You know, in Dryden, it's great to see the mill running and things are busy. A lot of demand for the products coming out of Dryden and out of our pulp mills actually across the country. Demands for toilet paper, paper towel, sanitary wipes, all those products. The biggest issues we're finding right now, the lumber markets have really fallen off a cliff. So we've seen a lot of sawmills go down, not only in Northern Ontario, but in Western Canada. I think 32 of our 40 sawmills down are in Alberta and BC. So pulp market's doing pretty well, given the demand. Lumber market's struggling, and writing and printed paper markets are struggling as well.
So what is needed from the government?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I think number one, we're embracing the essential business designation that we got both from the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario. I think that's really, really important so we can keep our supply chain moving. I think what a lot of the MPs, you know, Eric Melillo understands this, a lot of the MPs in the South don't, that just how integrated and interrelated our supply chain is. If you have sawmill capacity coming out, you know, then that hurts the ability of pulp and paper mills to get chips. So you know, it is really a vital artery right across the value chain. So we need, first of all, government to understand that. And in terms of supports, a few things. Number one, we got to step up for any workers who lose their jobs. So that's a swift government response for those support payments. Number two is cash flow supports for those sawmills, those forestry businesses that are struggling. We've got a bright future. We just got to get through these next number of months. So what supports can government put in place? And that's where some of our talk around a wage subsidy program that would be more flexible to support the forest sector would be appreciated. Now, we've seen a great response from Greg and the provincial government. We've seen a great response from the federal government, and Eric and his staff have been really helpful as well. So we could always use more of that. I think one of the challenges we have, we don't know how bad this is going to be. We don't know how long this is going to go on for. You know, that's a big driver for us also, especially on the lumber side. Where the U.S. economy is going is a really big indicator. And as we watch, I get nervous watching the U.S. response to COVID and this want to open everything up right away. Because if U.S. housing starts fall off, as they have in a big way, that's a big hit to our lumber market. So there's a lot of that we're watching, not only here in Canada in terms of the policies, but a lot of what's going on in the U.S. and around the world is going to affect us as well. Yeah, I guess the only other thing I'd add is also, we talked a bit about the future, and the future is bright. Look at the demand. I don't think our forest sector has ever been so high profile. Like, I've been doing, you know, media interviews with CBS in Los Angeles on this issue. So people are really interested in our products. Our pulp mills are really producing. That's really, really important. But we're going to need some stimulus and some additional supports to keep our mills competitive. So the other thing that we're working with the government on is, as we work through these challenges, how can we make sure our mills are getting the support they need to be efficient and innovative and ready for tomorrow's market? So that's our hope for the mill in Dryden and mills across the country, that we can work with the federal and provincial governments to continue to improve these mills. So, you know, we're in it for the long haul.